Spectacles.
Go the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Kieran Wanders just goes from dummy half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Hello and welcome to our second episode for 2024. Of course, this is the Rampage League podcast. My partner in crime, Simon, how are you doing tonight, Simon?
I am fantastic, Darren. Thank you. It's good to be back in the studio. Last week, obviously, I was in the studio. I was at home, but it's good to be back. Exciting week of rugby league coming up, and we can review our last week's rounds, which was a long round because of the Vegas round.
It was a very long round. Of course, we had two games in Vegas and the rest of the round was back here in Australia.
Yeah, and so my tipping was terrible. Terrible. I got 2 from 8. I was so disappointed. I was so confident. I'm like, nah, this is going to be an easy round to pick. And I was terrible.
And we'll talk more about that very soon. But we've got to say, premiers. Penrith. What happened to the Panthers?
It was so not the Panthers. They just didn't play like the Panthers at all. I can give an excuse and say they, coming back from England from the World Club Challenge, they might have been a bit rusty, but they just made so many errors. And the Storm, they just can't lose the first round for, like, is it 20, 21 years or something? Like, wow. Like, the Panthers, I don't see them doing that again anytime soon, but that was a shock. They played like the Bulldogs or something, or the Titans. It wasn't a Panthers game. It was very low scoring to say that, but yeah, like, it wasn't Panthers, was it?
It wasn't. Do you think that's a hangover from the premiership from 2023?
Yeah, I think maybe a little bit of hangover. I don't think it's going to be like a full hangover where they don't make the 8 or the 4. I think they'll be top 4. I just think, yeah, they were just so clunky. I think it was from coming back from England, Mr. Stephen Crichton. I think they're going to take a while to warm up to the task. I think this week we're going to preview the games, but Parramatta, they hate each other, Parramatta and Panthers, so I think that would be a big game. I'm looking for a bit of Biff as well. A bit of Biff would be good. James Fitzharris, I want him to have a swing. I can't really say that, can I? He can't really fight anymore, but
no.
Yeah, I know Parramatta and the Panthers, they hate each other, so I'm looking forward to that. That Friday night game will be, I think it's going to be matched around, but we'll definitely talk about the preview shortly. But we talk about the review of round one, the longest round one, I think, in the history of round ones.
Definitely.
I think we already talked about the Manly and the Rabbitohs game and the Roosters and Broncos, but we can review the next games, which is Thursday night was Newcastle Raiders. I tipped Newcastle.
The Raiders kick us off. And Canberra and Newcastle commence their journeys through the 2024 Premiership. And also Leo Thompson. It goes to Fogarty. And a run towards the post from Papaliti. Great off by Tapanay. Gets down low. Tries to burrow. Good effort by the Knights defenders. A desperate effort. And he's been hurt there. He's saying it's a crusher tackle. Some pressure perhaps on the back of Joseph Tapanay's neck. Look good. Canberra to poke their noses ahead with a penalty goal. It's 34.
That's amazing.
Oh, and it comes on a seek and destroy mission, Jacob Savvidi.
Well, he saw Xavier Savage
running straight and hard, but he's stopped by Lucas just shy of the 40-metre line. Oh, spider kick, hit that beautiful. Mark Fogan. Taken with confidence by Ponga. And he accelerates into the defence and through it. And he stands the ball up. And Ponga with an unbelievable bit of individual magic.
This will be a no try. There's an obstruction, an accidental obstruction.
Watch Tyson Frizzell, yeah. 11.
That's unfortunate, that.
Tyson Frizzell is in front of the ball. Danny Levi's denied the chance to tackle Kalen Ponga, which is an obstruction. We have a decision.
Look how late this is. That's totally unnecessary. Yep. And it's got him around the chip.
Yep. You then had late contact on Caelan Ponga. Totally unnecessary.
Back to Fogarty. He'll kick towards Rapina. He's trying to get a clean run. Hosking up and over and try.
Well, with 12 men, the Raiders, they strike. A beautiful kick by Jamal Fogarty and Zach Hosking.
Zach Conger in for it out there and punching through Frizzell. How about that? The veteran back rower opens the Raiders' defence up and scores himself.
I think it was Emre Guler defending normally where Hudson Young was, defending out of position. And then the old back rower, he recognised that.
Fogarty's got to bring his young half into the game. And Strange out to the left-hand side.
Solo playing it. Levi ducks, scores under the posts. He's been a real journeyman, Danny Levi, but Ricky Stewart's backed him, and he has returned the faith with a crucial try after the break. Fogarty kicking. Papawate allowed to make a catch on it. Slips it away. Savage. Plenty of speed. Too much speed. Maybe a match-winning try.
But just watch here. Harvey Norman replay. Papawate gets the ball. Hudson Young just basketball pars it over to Savage. And then he just accelerates. Speed. What a try. Xavier Savage.
They play it quickly instead. Strain sends it away. Papawate, what a pass. Another try to Canberra. They've sealed this one in fine fashion.
There's no talk. Tyson Frizzell, he's defending at centre. No need for Gagai to go in. And this is a big victory for the Raiders.
It's hard to beat at home, though, Melbourne. Hastings dummy scores.
Well, this is the threat of Kai Pearce-Paul. The defender in front of Jackson Hastings is looking at Kai Pearce-Paul, thinking, I've got to help my halfback out for the big Englishman.
This is a monumental win by Canberra. And then Ray Guler, offloading to Hudson Young, away to Hosking, one-handed pass, spectacular!
Phil Gould used to tell me all the time, coaching at Origin, the best passes travel less than a metre. Let's have a look at these passes and this play here from Canberra with all these short passes.
Canberra 28 have opened their account with a big win over Newcastle 12.
I thought Newcastle would do this easy. I thought Raiders, no chance. And the Raiders came out and flogged them.
Yep.
What was your thoughts on that?
I was surprised. I really thought it would be the opposite way around, but there you go. You can never say never to any of the teams.
Yeah, it's saying it's a close comp. Like, I dead set thought the Raiders would get the spoon, but they played well. I guess they're well coached. Ricky Stewart, a lot of people don't like him. When I was a kid, he was my favourite player growing up. I don't know his wife, but my family knows his wife and stuff. So he's a nice bloke. He deserves some credit for how they play, because sometimes they play pretty bad. But they played well. 28 points to 12. Did they show up? I think they're a bit off. But if you're off in any game, you're going to lose. You've got to be on every game, because anyone can beat anyone, as you can say. Yep. So yeah, it was an interesting game for the Thursday night game, but good on the Raiders. Up the milk, you know?
Oh, definitely. My brother and his family would be pleased. They live up in Canberra and follow the Raiders, so they'll be happy.
Yeah, Canberra. I'm from Canberra, and I was I can't say words. I was a Raiders fan before the Super League War, and then Super League War happened, and I became a Manly fan. The Raiders have had no success since 94. I remember watching that grand final, Bulldogs Raiders in 94. I was 9 years old. I watched it on recorded it. I watched it every couple of days. I had Ray Warren's commentary down pat, and that was a great game. I remember the kickoff. Martin Bella dropped the ball, and then we scored straight away. It was Osborne scored, and then Mamninga scored, and like a Laurie Daly scored. I remember all of it. It was a great game, but that's 94. That was so long ago, and yes. The Raiders haven't won since. So I'm not saying they're going to win this year, but I guess you can just dare to dream, can't you, Raiders fans?
Oh, I think so.
Imagine that, Raiders West Tigers grand final. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, it would be. Absolutely.
but I don't see it happening. But anyway, we'll move on to Friday early game. This was in New Zealand, so up the wires for starters. Yes. Hold the ball, hope you're listening.
Season 24 underway here at Mount Smart. Strap in, we're in the roller coaster for the next 10 months, and it's for Noah Blake. Still plenty of tackles left. They're inside the 10. Here goes Egan. Here's Metcalf. Metcalf almost sneaks through. Now they're playing against his former team. For Noah Blake! It's only taken 8 minutes for the Warriors to post their first four-pointer of the season.
Sucks in two defenders. Inside shoulder for the man. An Oregon Kafusi. And for Noah Blake.
Let's see what Metcalf can do to break that. Metcalf! He will love that, Luke Metcalf.
Mary, how good's this? I'm excited down here. Guys, you can't hear it in my voice because if I start yelling, you won't even hear what I'm trying to say. But that's great effort from Luke Metcalf. Had to beat a couple of players, like you said, five. But it's the momentum for me, guys.
Brayley. Here's Hines. Nicely to Trindle. Here's Couture. No gaps there for the Sharks, though. Warriors drifted beautifully over that left edge.
On him. Careful.
Ramien a dummy half. Has he gone over? Jesse Ramien has the try. And there's the first try for the Sharks.
Well, that's how strong he is. We said if they come down this end, they really do need to score some points.
Brayley. Hey, Matty, if you Hines, get a chance, nice fake there. Trindle. Here's Couture in space.
Oh, what a shot. Marcelo Montoya.
90 seconds of the second half. Brayley. There goes Hines. Out to Trindle. To Lakai. And Mulitalo scores for the Sharks. Beautiful execution down that left edge.
Wonderful play from the Sharks, Barry.
Yeah, what a try from the Cronulla Sharks, and what a try from Ronaldo Munatalu. I guess they would have went into the halftime break feeling confident in the defence.
Still three tackles left in the set. Trindle. That's Brayley. Look at a spread it. Hines. Talakai. Here it comes from Mulitalo. Oh, back to Talakai. Great try. Cronulla.
It keeps it alive. Back to Talakai. Wonderful try.
Well, fair play to Talakai. Got to his feet there to get the pass back, Cleary. That was the clincher.
Outside.
Here's Johnson. Tuivasa-Sheck.
Last tackle.
Still 2 metres out. Last play now for the home side.
That's you, Roger. Go.
Johnson.
Kick.
Here's the kick. And it's going to be another line dropout.
Okay. Good.
And Nico Hines will go for distance, find the touchline. No, we won't. So the Warriors have got 30 seconds. That's a brave run by Tuofiki. Can the Warriors provide a miracle?
Nico Oregon now.
It's really the last play of the game right here. Johnson. Berry. Still alive for the Warriors. Watson is a Lesniak. That will be that. And that's a big win right there for the Cronulla Sharks. A brave performance. And they get the win in round number one. Big win for them. They get there 16-12.
But they lost. They lost to the Sharks. It's another one I tipped. I'm like, whoa, Warriors will smash them. Started off early. I'm like, yeah, the Warriors are going good. Like, they scored two tries in the first 12 minutes. And then that was it. They didn't score again. And the Sharks kind of just came at the end. And they won. I was really shocked. I was like, what happened here? Like, Warriors at home. And, yeah, they just... I feel like they were the better team, but just didn't get the points on the board. You know, like...
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and then what was the next game? Oh, that was that. It was the Storm versus...
It's a battle worthy of a round one opener. Penrith kicking off, Melbourne receiving Friday night footy from Amy Park, and back comes Kama Kamita. Will Warbrick feeds the scrum. Grant picks it up from the back.
They're appealing for something here. Another number nine thinks
he's refereeing the game.
I think that was short the number in the scrum.
At the scrum, boys. Yep.
The ball goes to Cleary. He wraps around and then pushes through on the inside. Smart play.
That's a really good play, isn't it?
It was 2 inches from being perfect.
There's no touch from Penrith. The ball is already dead when Nathan Cleary touches it, so the last touch is off Melbourne.
The crowd building, they want to try before the break. It goes through the hands now of Pappenhauser. Nick Meaney will get over the line. Does he get the ball down? They think so. Pappy was fist pumping. So was Warbrick, but there was a lot of pink around that ball.
I mean, in the tackle fight.
I don't think he gets it down.
Had no try. Just confirming that Nick Meaney fails to ground the ball, mate.
He slides over and he actually turns over on his back.
There's a great...
His head out. His head's out.
All right.
The noggin, yep. The noggin's hit the stripe.
It's an age-old rivalry, this one. The Quinnies up against the Storm from one side to the other. Taylor May with explosive pace down the wing. Murray rolls it ahead. Sonny Luke's first touch is going to be the first try of the game.
Wow. Yeah. I think that may have been an instruction here.
Yeah,
it was Lindsay Smith, Joe. No,
Jerome Hughes makes the decision to come in to try and defend the play. However, Jerome Luai catches the ball on the inside of the lead runner and then plays through, which affects Melbourne's defensive line as everyone has to then jam in. We have a decision.
They seem to have numbers everywhere. It's almost like they've got an extra player. Great kick and a big leap here.
Norman replay. Jonah Pezzett, as he's done all night, he's got it on a string. Perfect position. Xavier Coates leaps high, bats down from Remus Smith.
Hey, that's Lewis on the ground. Sonny Luke away to Luai. Swung of Melbourne players have been knocked over. They keep coming. Where are they all coming from? This is as brave as it gets by the Storm. Slip it away. Yes, he does. Sonny Luke, they want a kick. He rolls it through and cuts it over the back. Gee, this is enormous.
Oh, unbelievable football.
Sonny Luke, a kick to the in goal. They're chasing and over the back again. That was Edwards, who was sprinting after it, but he's been beaten to the ball.
Katoa now, he's on the ground. He's incredible.
Wraparound play. Oh, he's lost it.
Great tackle. And David Coates. There's an amazing pass here from Isaiah Yeo. Any other night, it is a try. He can't move. He's got a change of angles.
Well taken by Yeo. Luai on this right-hand side. Got good hands. That was very... Look at the numbers for Melbourne. This is amazing. The six Melbourne Storm players.
It is amazing.
Well, it's 8-0 in favour of Melbourne, but it's the best 8-0 game you've ever watched.
So I was watching this and packing as well, and unpacking and trying to multitask, which you can't do as a man. You can't multitask.
No.
So I watched the football. And, as I said, the Panthers just didn't look like the Panthers. They just error after error, and just felt like they were still on vacation. They were a bit soft. Only lost 8-0, but to not get a point, that's not happening.
No, exactly.
Everyone scores a point, surely, especially when you're the 3-time defending premiers.
Oh, yes. You think, considering that Storm had some players out.
Yeah,
and
no Cameron Munster, so
Yes.
You thought, I know, so no Nelson, a Solomon arena, so the Panthers were basically full strength, except for, I think, Mitch Kenny was out and they had Luke Summerton in, and he's only played a handful of first grade games, but they were a strong team, the Panthers, and they didn't play at the Panthers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't see him doing it this weekend, but obviously we'll talk about reviews. But, what on the Storm? They just can't lose that first round. No. I hopefully next year when they do the round one, Manly don't play the Storm, because I feel like no one's going to beat the Storm round one.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Saturday early game. Another one I got wrong tipping. Parramatta beat the Dogs 26-8.
Red Atkins is referee. Let's do it. Parramatta and the Bulldogs, another installment right here on Fox League. And King takes the first hit up.
White
Will the Bulldogs crack in this set? Moses, then Brown, kick again. They're going to win the race. Can they get it down in time? Morgan Harper, the newbie for the Parramatta Eels, has had a moment.
Through a kick from Dylan Brown and a very classy piece of play from Morgan Harper, the new signing. Ball sits up, but it's almost dead. He has to get it down in time. Taff's coming across.
Hang on.
I think he's
dropped that meat train.
Check it. Oh, no, easy. Yeah, exactly. Easy. Yes.
Madison for Hopgood. Good low tackle there. Curran, penalty in front of the posts. High shot over the top. Salmon, the man pinged.
Part of his game.
16 goals last year to Gutherson. He's got his first of this season. In open play. Bolo on the run. Peck Jr. He's a first-round try-scoring specialist. He's scored in two of the last 3 years in round one. It's too easy. Salmon's missed his assignment. Cartwright scores. Seven's caught fresh air.
Lussick just holding the ball up, just flicking it to Bryce Cartwright. I think they were worried about Mitch Moses sweeping around the back and the outside. But Bryce Cartwright, he's had a very good half. They've been good, that right side.
All right, and they're shooting for a 40-20 here. The kick from Lussick.
Oh, it's good.
What a moment for Parramatta. They get on the front foot, high-fiving with their hooker. It is all hard yakka for them. Brown there, Moses offload. There's two Guthersons. He's bobbed up on the right there. He's had 16 carries of the football, Gutherson. Barlow, great ball, flick pass, Parramatta brilliance, and rolling over. Cartwright may have got his second. Yes, brilliant ball playing by the Parramatta forwards. That is superb to watch.
And there has been times this afternoon where they've put a lot of pressure on the men to receive the ball, but the Eels, they just haven't made mistakes.
Marnie, Kurt Mann, Hutchison, Crossfield, Taff into the play, on the end of it, Wilson. Bulldogs have got their first of 2024. Canterbury make Parramatta pay for a mistake. 15 to go. Head on the left. They've got a chance to run it. Mander Hutchison goes to Kickow. Kickow offloads. Now it's happened. That's what they wanted to see. They set it up. Kickow. Canterbury. There is a pulse.
Well, they've taken their time. Hutchison just hits Kickow flat. He drags a couple of Parramatta defenders through the line.
Last tackle. Marnie, Morin, Hutchison, right to the line. Taff holds it up. Now the ball is Salmon. Wilson's put it down. Now it's a chase with only Curran as cover. Parramatta are on their way. On their way to two competition points. Simonson scores. Makes a phone call in the process. Full time at Combank Stadium. Our first game on this Saturday on Fox League. Parramatta 26, Canterbury 8.
The Dogs, I feel so sorry for the Dogs fans. My sister is a Dogs fan, and my mum. So I loved it actually a little bit, because I give them a lot of shit. But they just look terrible. They've bought all these players and they still don't look any good.
No.
I watched an interview, I can't remember what channel it was on, but they were saying that Cameron Serraldo, the way he coaches, the players are just not good enough to understand his coaching process. That he does stuff that's out of the norm, like Panthers kind of stuff, and the players at the Bulldogs just can't work out how his game plan is and how he coaches.
So they're left there scratching their heads.
Yeah, so he needs to dumb it down to the Dogs players, which is weird to say, but maybe they have to change something, because they got Stephen Crichton and they're still terrible. Like, they bought some good players.
Blake
Taft, and they got the weak gutted dog, Jarman Salmon. They got a good team, but they just look terrible.
They do, yes.
So it might be a long year for the Dogs, but it's only round one, so
yeah, can't really read anything to it just yet.
Just yet,
yeah.
And then the next game, it was another wrong tip from me. I tipped the Titans against the Dragons, and the Dragons just destroyed them 28-4.
Here we go. Dragons and the Titans on Saturday night, round number one.
And it's the Gold Coast with Phil Sami giving it to Mo Fodawaker, who is back to his best in 2023.
He's going
to
have plenty of traffic coming at him.
Something's brewing on the right here. That's where Flanagan goes. Sends it to Hunt. Hunt delays the pass. Oh, Fatala Mariner gets the pass to Slade. Dances along the dead ball line and scores. What a start for the Red V. It's Slade with the four-pointer, but that's terrific teamwork.
Great anticipation. Just exploded onto the footy. That's a great start here. One-on-one by Tara Mariner on Kelly. The offload. And Sloan with that speed. Opens the scoring for the Saints.
Yes, Tyrell Sloan.
Derrells. But discombobulated with Fasua Ma'alawi. So he'll go himself and gets to within half a metre. Just six to go in this first half. Boy. For Kinney. Kinney to Weaver. Three on three. The stat kick. Here comes Carl Pereira. And the Titans are on the board. It's a lovely kick for the try-scoring machine. And finally, Gold Coast get their try.
Yeah, the Harvey Norman replay. Good anticipation from Carl Pereira. Something a little, you said, something a little different. Well, that was something different. That's a big moment for them just before halftime. The Dragons have done so much defending.
Need a little bit of spark. Will it be Brimson for the Titans that can get them home?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hello, 2015. Ben Hunt puts that one down. Here we go with the Dragons.
And it's Moses Suli.
Give us at least a wave, big fella.
Well, you knew the camera was there. Now it's Flanagan.
Flanagan dummies it, goes through and scores. Kyle Flanagan is over. Dragons debut. Points to the emblem.
Let's have a look at Furmore here. We're looking out at the second man play. Good speed from Flanagan.
Well, the Dragons have had just 13 tackles in Gold Coast 20, and they have two tries.
To sniff it out. As you said, it's only a little second run, but he's got speed out of dummy half. He just cuts the Titans up, and Sloan, perfectly positioned back on the inside, goes in for number two, right through the middle here.
Hunt short side, the grubber, Lomax! Beautiful from St. George Illawarra. Ben Hunt has really stepped it up in the second half, and Lomax gets rewarded. Flanagan, already got one for Hunt. Hunt. Oh, Sloan's got three. That is gorgeous. Rugby league from St. George Illawarra. They are firing on all cylinders now. Flanagan to Hunt to Sloan.
This team has not won away from home for 18 months. They are not just winning. They are annihilating the Titans now. A big statement being made here by St. George Illawarra.
A statement win if ever there was one. St. George Illawarra, a thumping win over the Gold Coast Titans, 28-4.
I was like, so I must say that the Titans did lose Kieran Foran before kickoff, which is a big out for them because he's so experienced. But like, they've got a good forward pack. And in the trials, I think the Dragons were terrible. And then they must have been just sandbagging or something because they played pretty well. And it just was interesting to see how bad the Titans were at home.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's another tip I got wrong. Then we go into the Sunday game. And I tipped this wrong as well. I didn't get any of them right. 2 from 8. Anyway, so the Cowboys beat the Dolphins 43-18.
Absolutely.
And we are ready for action. Sunday afternoon footy on Nine's Wide World of Sports.
Got the Connolly!
What
Townsend electing to run it. Manai, wave it. Back towards the centre. Field throws a dummy.
Look at Vostok back there. He's nowhere. And then look at this. Oh, that's incredible. If I'd have done that, it would have dropped to the ground for sure. JT?
Yeah, well, it was great vision by Chad Townsend, actually. But...
Now, Bobby Chaka Flambler! Scoring a try in his first game as a Dolphin. It spins up for Flambler.
Here's the last.
Dearden. Dearden!
Let it go through. Did he plant the ball down? Try awarded.
Make sure he gets it in the first place.
Now Flegler. Nicarima.
Shot on Thunder.
Towel on you.
Last play. They go short to Nana. He'll reach out and score. You're not going to stop the international back row from there. And the Cowboys extend their lead at Suncorp.
Granville's just thrown on the field. Salt.
There's another one in the veteran class these days, isn't he? Jack Granville, been around for quite some time. More great footwork from Leibert.
Zach Leibert has Kyle Feltley's inside. And the veteran winger will score a try, kicks the ball in the crowd. It's party time for the Cowboys.
Gets to his feet, plays it. Now Josh Kerr.
Kerr steaming onto the ball. And the Dolphins hit back.
Dearden,
lovely ball to Holmes. Oh, magnificent pass! Holmes for Taulagi. And Murray Taulagi will score a spectacular North Queensland Cowboys try. What about the skill and the lead up?
So the field goal, why not, from Chad Townsend? And he's got it. Right on half time.
Malaise!
Dearden, here they go, running it again. Taulagi, that's a nice little kick. The hammer,
he put a boot to ball. Hilaluki says, thank you very much. Luki scores for the Cowboys, a freakish try.
It's great footy by the Cowboys.
Dearden, Townsend with an early kick.
There's two or three of them there, and the bounce of the ball got away from the ball.
No, they forgot to dive on it. Just someone, dive.
Just talk to me about him being passed, overrunning the ball.
Oh, they're having a look here at Jack Vostok getting involved.
It's going to be a penalty try.
It is going to be a penalty try. They are looking at Jack Vostok running Zach Labert off the ball, and this is a penalty try.
Josh!
Townsend, chip and chase from Chad, and another kick, the hammer's got it, gets away from a couple, the crowd on their feet, finds Tessie New, and Tessie New set himself in the corner, back to Jack Vostok, Vostok for the corner, and Jack will dive over. Townsend to drink water, Scott drink water. It's a pass away through the hands, and they score here. And it's with Kyle Felt, who is now the equal leading try scorer for the Cowboys in their history. That's try number 130.
Play's been cleared up until this point. Kyle Felt loses possession.
No!
Let the ball go.
Time at Suncorp, North Queensland, 43, have defeated the Dolphins, 18.
Big score. Cowboys, when they're on, they can score big.
They can,
last year they're inconsistent a bit, but they did have some big wins. So I think it's a funny story, I was talking to my Uber driver when I was in Townsville. His next door neighbour was James Maloney.
Oh, wow.
And he said, you know, like, they have a chat over the footy. He's like, that was the whole point, was improving their attack, which they had a good attack last year. But he said he can see the taxi driver or Uber driver, how he knows football. He's like, I can tell straight away that they're a better team with James Maloney as assistant coach. So we'll see how that goes during the season. I'll keep an eye on the Cowboys and see how James Maloney, because he's a funny guy. Apparently, he's a really smart cookie. So
right, wow,
they could be a top four. The Cowboys this year, the Dolphins. Yeah. I thought the Dolphins. Like they got Wayne Bennett, but I think he's 150 now. So maybe he's
just past it,
past the prime. Maybe he's used by date. He needs to be put in the bin anyway. But
yes,
as you say, it's round one. So people, the players might be still on holiday. So round two,
yes,
should be interesting. Oh, the Tigers, they played well on the weekend.
They did.
They played against the Bye.
Oh,
so
wow.
They had a win. So the Tigers fans, they'd be cheering.
They would be. Definitely.
They haven't lost this year. So.
Benji.
Oh, Benji Marshall. What a good bloke. Maybe he should come out of retirement.
Yes.
Because Aiden Caesar, and he's like 49 years old. So, well, he's not that quite old, but I think he's like 36 maybe.
Yeah.
So, yep. he's off the bench this week. So, maybe Benji, sneaky 18th man, come on. And
yes.
That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Imagine it would that. Be.
Captain,
definitely.
Coach, and 18th man. I don't know. Anyway. Well, so, that's the round done. So, the ladder. Let's go through the ladder, which will be funny. So, the top four. Cowboys on top, Dragons, Parramatta, and the Raiders.
Right.
I don't see that happening round two. I think they'll all drop off. But we're interested to see how the top four looks after this round. If it stays the same, or if anyone else can break into the top four.
Yes. Yep.
I'm hoping the Manly Seagulls. Hopefully.
Oh, it'd be nice. Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, so that concludes the review. We'll go for a quick break, Darren, and then we'll come back with the preview of round two.
The NRL season is tough on every player, but the off-season, well, it's toughest on us. The fans, the armchair critics, the loyal supporters. 13,276,980. That's how many ticks of the clock the off-season is. It feels like forever. But the start is finally here. A star the whole world will see. Not just the start of something great.
Oh,
it's the start of something unpredictable.
Unbelievable.
Unrelenting.
Oh, what a shot.
Unmissable.
I have seen it all.
The start of something unreal.
Extraordinary. This is the greatest sport ever invented.
NRL 2024. Let's go.
And we're back. I'm joined by Simon. And now we're going to look at the preview of the up-and-coming round.
Yes, preview for the round two. Starts off with a big game, Thursday Night Football at Suncorp. The Broncos versus the Rabbits. Both lost first round in Vegas. Both teams look like they're probably going to make top eight, maybe top four. I'm thinking they can't play that bad that they're in the round one. The Rabbitohs were good, but not for 80 minutes.
With no,
the Broncos,
no.
The Broncos could have won against the Roosters.
Oh, easily, yes.
But I think at home, the ref will be on the Broncos' side, so I reckon the Broncos will win 1-12. Adam Reynolds will have a big game, and I'm expecting Payne Haas to, like, over 200 metres, running metres. So what's your tips for that game, Darren?
I'd have to go Broncos.
Broncos?
Yeah. Home soil, yep.
They've got a strong team. For the Rabbits, they've got no Jacob Host or Jai Arrow. They're both out.
Right.
Jai Arrow might be out for the season. So,
ooh, okay. That'd
be interesting because he's a good player. Good Queensland player.
Oh, we'll
talk
yes.
about Origin another episode, but Queenslanders are the best. All right, so the early game Friday. I'm going to tip terrible again this week, I reckon. All right, so it's the Sharks versus the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs were terrible. Can they change something in a week against the Sharks, who played pretty well? I'm going to say the Sharks will win. I'm going to say they're going to log the Bulldogs. I'm going to say, like, only be even more out there and say they win by 30 plus.
Ooh, there you go. You've heard it. You've heard it here.
I just think I think the Bulldogs will play good. I think it's just going to take them a month to kind of get their shit sorted. I just said shit. Can I say shit?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. That's shit hot. Okay, anyway. So, yeah. Oh, Addo Carr's on the bench too. I didn't notice that.
Wow.
He hasn't been named. He must have. I think he's got an injury concern. That's right. Yeah. So he's on the extended bench. So he might be late in. But yeah, I think the Sharks will win that by a squillion. Now this is the game of the round at Bluebet Stadium in Penrith. It's the mighty Penrith Panthers versus the Parramatta Eels. Let's see how they go. I don't see Parramatta beating the Penrith side at home. The thing about Penrith is they've got Mitch Kenny back, who's underrated for them. He's good in defence. He kind of gives them good ball from dummy half.
Yes.
So I think he coming back in will be a big difference. The thing I'm disappointed with the Panthers, I love Tyrone Peachy. I'm a big Peachy fan. The Peach, he's been dropped. to New South Wales Cup. So he got named last week on the bench, so it's a utility.
Yep.
And the last minute dropped him. And I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, he'll be back this week.
Yep.
Nah, still not in the team.
Do you think they're ruining that decision after a huge loss?
Yeah, I think like, so Peach, he's getting a bit old, but he can cover so many positions. He can play in the centres, he can play in the second row, he can play lock, he can play 5-8, he can play basically anyway. Hooker, he's just a player that is just always shows up. You know, he's always there.
Yeah.
He might not play great every round, but he's always going to show up for his team.
So,
yeah, I'm thinking Penrith will beat the Parramatta team. I think Clint Govinson, he'll play amazing. I wasn't a fan of him for so long, but now I'm a sneaky little bit of a fan of him.
Yep.
I was a fan at Manly for him, and then he left, and I'm like, you're dead to me, mate. You're dead to me.
Yep, but
he'll play well. And Morgan Harper, another ex-Manly player. They've got a few ex-Manly players. Sean Lane, ex-Manly player. Who else they got? Talangi as well, ex-Manly player. So they're basically the Parramatta Manly Panthers as well. They've got a lot of ex-players that just no one wants. So got, who are the Panthers? They've got Regan Campbell-Gillard, Bryce Cartwright. There's two Panthers there. I feel like they've just got like a lot of like people that people get rid of their players and then go to Parramatta.
Yes, yep.
But obviously you got that bloke's name. Oh, Mitchell Moses. Yes. Oh, God, I can't stand him, mate.
Oh.
I can't stand Mitchell. But yeah, he'll probably play well. But I'm going to say Parramatta Panthers will win by 12. Cleary man of the match. All right.
Yep.
What's your tip? Did I ask you any tip for the last game? I did. Did I?
No.
Oh, who are you tipping for the Parramatta Panthers game?
I think the Panthers will come back. I don't think they'll let
that.
They
can't lose two in a row. Yeah.
No.
They'll be on, I think, and at home. They'll have a massive crowd. They always have a big crowd at Panthers.
Yep.
I used to be a member there a couple of years ago, and that's when they were shit too. But there was always a big crowd there. If they win one or two in a row, the crowds just rock in.
And
the atmosphere is there. It's a big atmosphere. The funny thing about the Panthers' home ground is right near a sewage plant.
Oh.
It's like, so right near it. So you walk across the Leagues Club, and there's this little sewage plant, and it smells like shit. I've said shit a lot this episode, but it's terrible. But they are getting a new ground in 2026, I think it is. So hopefully they move it. The sewage plant doesn't smell like shit.
Yes.
But, yeah. So we'll move on to the next game. This is going to be an interesting game. This might be the grand final preview.
Ooh, okay.
So this is at lovely Canberra. It'll be a high of 3 degrees or it'll be a high of 40 degrees. It's a bit different there. They don't have a nice weather. It was really hot. It was really cold.
Cold, yes.
So it's the Raiders versus the West Tigers. The grand final preview. Benji versus Ricky. I'm going to say the Raiders are going to win it at home, but saying that, I'm not confident at all.
No.
Because the Tigers haven't played this year. So what's your thoughts?
I'd like to see Raiders. I think Raiders.
Yeah. Raiders. They've got a good team.
They do.
I think, they're just weak in the halves, the Raiders, but they've got a good back line. They've got a good forward pack. And you look at the West Tigers team, and they've got the similar problem there. Their halves are weak. I think they rely on Appy Coruscant a whole lot. He's their gun.
Yes.
And I think a couple of their forwards, they kind of go missing a little bit. Like they've got big names there, but they don't really get their money's worth out of their forwards. But that's just me saying that.
No.
They might go out and absolutely destroy the Raiders. We'll find out. I can't tip this year. I'm terrible. So the late game, or the early game, not the late game, the middle game, we'll call it, is the Cowboys versus the Knights. So they both won. Oh, sorry, Knights lost, but the Cowboys won. The Cowboys at home. No one, there's nothing to do in Townsville at all. It's a boring place to be, unless you go to Magnetic Island, which is nice.
Yes.
They'll get a massive crowd there because when they win, they rock up. So I'm expecting sold out at Townsville, and I think they'll smash him. I think James Loney, attacking coach. I think it'll be a big scoring game. Hopefully not. I like to see a close game, but I don't see it happening.
No.
Callum Ponga, he'll have to play better with his blonde hair.
Yes.
Maybe you should get rid of it. That's why he's playing better.
There you go. Yes.
But yeah, I just think the Cowboys. You think the Cowboys as well?
Sorry?
Do you think the Cowboys?
Cowboys. Yeah. Yes.
This game will be interesting too. The late game, and it's at Amy Park in Melbourne. It's the Storm versus the Wars. The Storm still don't have Cameron Munster, so that's another weakness for them.
Yeah, it's big out.
And the Warriors still have, it's like basically a full-strength team, except for their fullback. Oh, I can't remember his name now. Charles Nicol-Klosstad. He's out. So I'm gonna say that the Warriors are going to win. I'm going to say it's close, but I think Sean Johnson will win it for him. So what's your thoughts?
I'd say Warriors, yeah.
Warriors.
Yeah, up the Wars.
Up the Wars. That's for hold the ball. That is for you, mate. All right, so Sunday, This is going to be a great game. I'll be watching this with popcorn. I won't leave the seat. It's at Four Pines Park in Brookvale. It's the mighty Manly Seagulls versus them chicken bin roasted roosters from Bondi. It's the Sydney Roosters. So they both won in Vegas. Both played well. I'm going to be so biased and say Manly are going to kill them, but I'm expecting a close game.
It will be. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's any hangover from both teams. But as you said, they're both winners.
Yeah.
But it'll be a very interesting game. But I have to go with my heart, Manly.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's going to be good because it's Battle of the Birds too.
Yes.
And they're both the logos look very similar now that they've Manly have changed their logo. Because we've still got the head of the seagull now. So like, they both look very similar, the logos. But hopefully Manly win just for us.
Yes, definitely.
And then we've got the late game, the Dolphins versus the Dragons. Dolphins were disappointing. Dragons were really good. But it's at home. I've got a feeling that the Dragons can't win two in a row, I think.
No.
I think the Dolphins will win. I think it'll be close. But, I've got a feeling that the Dragons will lose. What's your thoughts?
Dolphins.
Dolphins will win?
Yeah.
And then the last game that's not really a game because they're not playing anyone. It's the Titans versus the bye. So I'm thinking the Titans are happy to have the bye because they were terrible. So they need to get on the training paddock and Dez needs to get his magic spray out or his wind wand or his whatever his crazy professor and he's going to get the Dolphins, the Titans up for round three. So that concludes our preview. I wonder how we'll go with our tips this week because we haven't been good.
No, we haven't. No.
Yeah.
No.
We can only go up, really. You can't go worse than 2 out of 8, surely.
Oh, exactly.
If I get 1 from 8, I won't tip ever again.
No.
All right, we'll probably go for another break, hey, and come back and we'll just talk some random rugby league.
Okay.
Enjoying the awesome content on the Sports Drive on Ausports Radio. Excited to promote your fantastic product or service? Reach out to our amazing Ausports Radio sales team by dropping us an email at admin@ausportsonline.com. We can't wait to collaborate with you.
Yes, we're back after our little promo there. And Will, we hope you all do very well in your tipping for this weekend's games.
Yeah, send in your positive vibes there, because we haven't got any vibes here with our tips.
No.
So we'll talk about our new segment. It's called Random Rugby League. So we're just going to talk random, unscripted, just unrehearsed, just random off the top of our head. I'll start off.
Okay.
So over the Christmas holidays, I went home to lovely Canberra. My nephew, I think he's four. So when he was born, living in Canberra, I'm like, I want to get you a Raiders membership, like a little junior. Got him a little, like the full outfit, Raiders jersey, cool. And he had a hat. I'm like, he's a Raiders fan because his dad's a Raiders fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. So I went there. We're talking footy because he goes to play with his friends at school. I think he's in kindergarten. I don't know. Yeah. So and he's like, Mike, can you go for the Raiders? He's like, no, don't go for the Raiders. I'm like, okay, who do you go for? The Dolphins. I'm like, so why? My friends go for the Dolphins. I'm like, oh, of course. There we go. So we're out for dinner into the Canberra's Leagues Club in Queanbeyan. And they've got them little claw machines with the footies you can grab.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, he's like looking at it. I'm like, oh, you want a footy, do you? So I'm like, oh, a couple of bucks. I'll swing him a couple of bucks. $20 I gave him to win a footy. He'd pick it up and a drop every time. Pick it up and drop.
Oh.
And he wanted a Dolphins ball. And I'm like, how about we go for a Tigers ball? Because it looks easy to grab. No. So we try and grab that and it still wouldn't work. So $20 later. No footy. So another $20. So it's $40. And he's like, I want a footy. I'm like, oh, he said he didn't win it again. So I'm like, okay, mate, I'll go buy you a footy. All right. So I went to Jersey Megastore in Fishwick in Canberra. Massive footy shop there. I walked in looking for footies. They've got every team but the Dolphins. All the training shirts, the jerseys, the mugs, everything you need. So I went up to the bloke. I'm like, mate, I need a Dolphins footy. He's like, got one out the back. It's like, still in the package and not buying up. I'm like, oh, can you pump up for me? He does it, pumps it up. $60. So it's basically a game ball. Like it's huge.
Wow.
It's I'm like, if I had this footy, it'd be on display.
Yes. But
I go home, I go, mate, got your footy. He's over the moon. Over the moon. Straight at the back, kicking the ball. You know, when you're 4 years old trying to kick a football.
Yes.
On the concrete and it's like ripping all the logo. No, mate, what are you doing to the ball? Keep it on the grass, mate. Don't kick it on. And he's trying to kick it inside. His mum's going bananas. Kick the ball inside. So he's kicking the ball inside. And then his birthday was coming up. So I'm like, to my sister. I'm like, do you want me to get him a jersey? What is he? What size is he? I don't know. Is he a toddler? So I got the size, and I'm like, I'll personalize, put his name on it, and I'll put his favorite number, 13. So I had to order it. You know how hard it was to find a Dolphins jersey for kids? Because they're all sold out. I swear, every kid loves the Dolphins.
Wow.
So I eventually got it. I got the Anzac jersey from last year.
Yep.
And then I sent it down to him. I got a photo of it. It looks amazing. So apparently he wore it for like 4 days straight.
Oh, wow.
So he was over the moon. So
you'd be favourite uncle.
I'm favourite. Oh, yeah. I sent him down lollies the other day too. So he had like an asthma problem. He had to go to hospital. So I'm like, that's it. I'm going to send him down like $60 worth of lollies.
Oh.
So he's going to be sugar high. And the best thing, I don't have to be there to deal with it. So I just get on the FaceTime and say, oh, hey, mate, oh, I've got to go, mate. And he's going bananas in the background. So that's my random rugby league. My nephew is a Dolphins fan from Canberra. Got any random rugby league? Rundle Moore, the shop?
Yes.
Unscripted, unrehearsed.
Yeah, no, definitely. Not sure of the name of it. It's something gift, but there is, if you live out of Elizabeth, you've probably been past it at the Elizabeth Shopping Centre out there, and it's got every footy code jerseys along with NBL, NBA, AFL. It's probably the best place in Adelaide to get NRL gear from.
Yeah, because you just can't get it.
No.
I always go everywhere to every sports shop. And they never have rugby league at it. I have every sport. England Premier League, they have NBA, they have ice hockey, NFL, but they don't have...
It's very disappointing that Rebel, the store I mainly go to, being a national brand, doesn't have or won't stock NRL in Adelaide.
It's only at Origin time, when we had the game there last year, they had Origin stuff.
Yeah.
But why not anything the rest of the year? Like, is it called GIFWorks? Is that what it's called?
I think that might be it, yes.
GIFWorks, yep. The home of NRL and AFL sporting memorabilia. There you go, GIFWorks. And that's going to be in Rundle Moore, you say?
It is, yep.
I will go there and I will buy another Dolphins jersey. Oh, but yeah, that'd be so good. I randomly see people wearing NRL jerseys in Adelaide.
Right. Yes, yeah.
I don't really see a lot of people wearing AFL jerseys, really.
No.
Considering it's like the most popular sport here. Maybe people don't wear jerseys in Adelaide. I don't know, but like...
You're probably the only time you get to see that is if on game day. When they're playing, if either LA Crows or Port Adelaide Power are playing,
then
you get people in their gear. But
I wear my jerseys, not every day, but like three or four times, because I've got so many jerseys. I'll always wear them to show off my team.
Yep, same here.
I feel like there's not many people just... Like when I go to Queensland or New South Wales, everyone's got a jersey. It's always in Queensland. It's the Broncos and... in Sydney's Parramatta, Souths, Dogs, kind of that kind of stuff. Now Panthers, because they're the best. But like, I feel like you just want to have more people wearing their jerseys around just to support your team. Like,
definitely.
I think they have a thing at like it's called Jerseys for Work or something. And you can wear your favourite jersey to work and you raise money for charity.
Yeah,
I've done that a few years ago. I can't remember the name of it, but maybe I should I'll look into that and see if we can start up a team for that. It's like later in the year, like October.
Yep.
And get everyone from Rampage to wear their jerseys, and we'll have maybe have a walk or something in the city or something. It's just this random rugby league talk. We've been playing this. We have a walk around Adelaide with your jerseys on, handing out Ram stickers and get people to sign the petition.
Definitely.
That's a good idea.
It is, right? Wow. Should we talk now breaking news?
Oh, the special news. I was when you told me this today, I was actually pretty excited. I was like, this makes me want to do this podcast even more now. Like,
oh, yes.
So, you can reveal it. I'll sit back with my hands on the edge of the seat. It's really exciting.
Well, drum roll.
Terrible.
If you've been seeing our social media the last probably few days, you've seen that we're organising our launch to launch our second season of the Rampage League podcast. Well, I can now officially announce that we've got a venue. It's the Brew Boys Brewery on Regency Road, Croydon Park, 151 Regency Road, Croydon. They've come to the party and says, we'd love to host your launch. And so we've got a couple of guests from a couple of NRL SA clubs. We've got hopefully, if it, times don't clash, we've got a staff member from NRL SA, and, yeah, and we've maybe got competitions. Some extras,
yeah.
And,
yeah, it's going to be a fun day. Like, it'd be good to see, to meet some people that listen to the podcast and have a chat about rugby league.
Absolutely.
Maybe get them on the podcast and say hello to their mum or whatever you want to do. But yep. Yeah, it's exciting to have somewhere to go to do a live audience instead of just in the studio where me and Darren just look at each other like with love in our eyes every time we talk about Manly. So, yeah, it's going to be good next Tuesday. The 26th.
Well, Tuesday,
yeah.
Couple of weeks.
Yep. Tuesday the 26th, 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yep. I'm way ahead of myself.
And we've got one lucky person, if they do well in our rugby league quiz, will leave with a $50 gift voucher from Brew Boys to use at the brewery.
That'll be great.
Yes, yep.
I might try and win the quiz myself.
So, get on to Google and do your rugby league research, because yes. It's going to be random questions all about the NRL and their teams. So,
but yeah, so make sure you jump on Facebook and Instagram and follow Brew Boys Brewery. So, because we really appreciate their support. So, jump on, give them a favorite or a like, and come out to see us. We'd love to see at least one person.
Oh, yes.
One person would be great. Two would be fantastic. I'm hoping we get heaps. Definitely. It's going to be a great night. Yeah.
And we've got some live entertainment. We've got an artist playing. It's not, we haven't chosen one yet, but we will definitely have an artist performing during the breaks. And
yeah, it's going to be, is it AC/DC coming out? We couldn't afford them. They're unavailable.
No, I'm sorry. They were double booked too. Yeah. So.
They said they wanted to because they love the Rams.
Oh, absolutely.
But Angus was like, bring back the Rams. He was shredding on his guitar, but he couldn't make it. And then we tried Bon Jovi. Wow, John Bon Jovi. He apparently can't get a visa, so we couldn't get him time. So we tried Jimmy Barnes, but he's booked as well.
Yes.
And then I'm like, how about, can't think of any more artists that we can make up. Rihanna, but she was in Barbados or something. Wasn't
Yep.
All big Rams fans. So make sure you let them know that you love the Rams.
That's it. But yes, and if that goes well, we might have a new home for the Rampage League podcast. But that's still to be worked out. But
so if we get a big people, a lot of people, they're spending money on buying beers, we might have a new home at the brewery. The Brew Boys Brewery. Yeah.
And if that does, we'll have a live audience every week.
Every week. That'd be amazing. That's our dream, guys. So help us with our dream. We'd love it. And then also, make sure you sign the petition on our Facebook and Instagram page.
Yes, yes.
It's, I think, let me check it now. I'll live check it because I haven't checked it for a couple of weeks. How many signatures have you got? Can you guess, Darren, how many you got? If you're close, I'll buy you a beer at the brewery.
Okay, I'd say 540. Oh,
you're pretty close. You're 511.
Oh, wow.
So we're not too bad. Every time I check, it goes up.
Yep.
So I'll bring the code so people can scan the code and get the petition up, because I've got that on my phone. So
and definitely. And what is, just to remind people, what is the goal once we've, cause this is now, we've, first goal was reaching 500, what
done that.
We've done, and it's now 1,000 that we're aiming for.
Yeah. So once we get the 1,000 signatures, we'll talk to the lovely government of SA. They'll bring it up in the Senate, possibly getting the Rams back. So they said, we've got one chance to do this. The Shadow Sports Minister said it. He said it last year. And we've got one chance to bring it up. And if they they say no, then we can't bring it up again. So we want a lot of signatures. So they go, oh, look, 1,000 people want the Rams back. How about we do something about it? If we go there and go, oh, we've got 10 signatures. How about we get the Rams? They'll go, you're all kidding, aren't you? So the more support we get from you guys, listeners, and just Adelaide in general, if we get signatures for the petition, you never know. We can get a team by 30-22. They're trying to get 20 teams. If we get interest in rugby league in Adelaide like we should do, we should be up there, because Adelaide, it's a beautiful city with beautiful people.
Absolutely.
Beautiful listeners who listen to their podcast.
Yes.
Everything's beautiful about Adelaide except for their rugby league team, which we don't have. We need one.
That's it. You've already proven that you love rugby league, or you wouldn't have come out to the State of Origin last year. That was absolutely huge. And the amount of people we saw in their Rams gear.
That was awesome.
It was.
I wanted to go up and hug every single Rams person in their jerseys, because it's just like, it just brings back memories of 97, 98, you know. Like, and we want more memories. So hopefully, we can people come out to the brewery in their Rams jerseys. I'd love to see people in Rams jerseys.
Oh, yes.
And I'll put up on the socials and, Yeah, it'd just be good to see. I just miss seeing the Rams jersey. I think it was one of the best jerseys that came out for the Super League.
Yes.
Like, they all looked pretty similar, like the designs. But just the Rams, just because it was such a new team, it was excitement. We had a great captain, Kerry Walters.
Oh, yes.
You know, what a legend he is. Remember him last year on the podcast?
Oh, definitely. He's
a legend. Like.
Absolutely. We might have to make some inquiries and see if we can, if he'd be interested in being a guest on the 26th.
Oh, well, hit him up. Yeah, I'll hit him up because he follows us on Instagram on our Bring Back the Rams page. So it's good to have him following. So make sure if you haven't followed us on Instagram, Bring Back the Adelaide Rams, search it up. You'll see the picture of our logo and give us a like.
Yes.
Every like helps. So, hopefully we'll have a chat to him. I'll send him a message on Instagram. I'll slide in his DMs, see what he wants to do. Because he was so good last year. Off air, had a chat to him. The nicest bloke.
Oh, he is, like, absolutely.
It was my first ever interview for anyone. Like, I never interviewed anyone in my life, except for like maybe high school, you know, interview. But he was just so nice to talk to.
Oh, definitely.
And he's so behind bringing back the Rams.
Yes, he is. Like, if we had the Ram at heart. Yeah,
if we had the Rams come back, he'd have to be at the first game, like bring out the game ball or...
Yes.
That'd be cool.
It would be, absolutely.
Just need to get them back. Oh.
Yes.
All right, so what else are we going to talk about, Darren? We'll talk about the big news. We've got the brewery.
Yep.
That's going to be so good. The Brewery Boys Brewery. Make sure you give them a like. We talked about review. We talked about preview. We talked about random rugby league. We talked about the ladder watch. Anything else? Can you think of anything?
No. Probably get off air and I will, but...
Yeah, imagine that. We get off air and go, oh, man, I should have talked about Isaac Tago signing 3 years with the Panthers. That's the one. I'm looking forward to this week's games because it's a full round, obviously. So there's more games. Yeah, like, it's just good to have rugby league back. The only thing I don't like about rugby league being back, there's one thing.
What's that?
Cold weather's coming.
Oh, yes.
I do love the warm weather.
Yes.
And it's been hot here, Adelaide, the last few days.
It has, rather.
It's been hot.
Yes.
Out where I live, out in the, I don't even know where it is. You got north suburbs near Elizabeth. Lovely place. Full of lovely people.
Yes.
It was like 40 degrees, like pretty close to it. Last night I'm at home. I was watching TV. Power outage.
Oh, no.
No, it's like dark. Couldn't see anything. I was out for about 2 hours.
Oh.
So lucky I had a portable fan that I take camping. So I put that on, had like light. So they gave me a bit of light. And then I'm like, oh, stuff this. It's late. I'm going to bed. And I'm just nodding off and the power comes on. Holy shit. Scared the crap out of me because all the lights turned on, the fridge turned on, everything turned on. Scared the shit out of me. But it was good to have power back on because it
would
hot.
Be. Yeah.
Do we have rain in Adelaide ever? Is there ever rain here?
Occasionally.
I feel like it hasn't rained ever.
During the weekend, I was watching the soccer and it was live in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And they crossed down to the commentator on the field and they said, oh, about half an hour ago we had a rain.
What?
And I went outside and I was thinking, well, not in Marden where I live. No sign of the rain at all. But they said, we had rain at Highmark Stadium or Cooper Stadium. Yeah,
I felt like maybe it rained for about 30 seconds the other day when I was driving to work, and it's just enough to make my car dirty. But I just feel like, because I went to Queensland, it was raining every day.
Oh, no.
I come here, I'm like, man, I just miss rain. Like,
yes.
It's a weird subject to talk about Rampage League podcast, but we're talking about rain. We're into the Fringe this year. That's finishing soon, isn't it?
It is. It finishes on the 17th.
So I went for the first time, because I've only been here, this is my third year in Adelaide, and I was like, what is this fringe? So I'm like, I'll go check it out. I went 5 days in a straight.
Uh-huh.
I went and seen Infamous.
Yes.
That was amazing. That was the best thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
It was so good. I went to see one called Forbidden, which is actually a bit naughty.
Ooh.
Yeah, a bit adults only. I went to another couple ones that were pretty terrible. But the food there was good. Plenty of people out there. So it's talking about no games of rugby league in Adelaide. Could have had a game on when the Fringe was on. There's no AFL on. So then people come from the Fringe, go to the rugby league doubleheader at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, yes.
Missed that, didn't we?
Yep.
Because there's no games in Adelaide at all this year.
No. Nope.
We could have had a doubleheader.
Yep.
When it's nice and warm, the Fringe is on. Just market it. get it going, it would have been big.
Oh, it would have been. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, because people come from other states for the Fringe. Imagine that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go to Fringe on the weekend and watch the footy. What is going on? I feel like we need to talk to Valenti's, eh? Get him on here.
Yes, yep.
I think he'd be, if we talked to him, he'd listen because he's a smart man.
He is.
He's a smart man. He knows his stuff. And
well, I'll put the word out.
Put the word out because he knows Adelaide's a big fan base here. Yes. And a lot of fans here are just waiting for a team. Like, they're just like dormant, just waiting. Just
yes.
waiting under the covers, you know, like, oh, there's a team? I'm coming out. Because no one wants to support a team that's not Adelaide because Adelaide loves Adelaide.
Yes.
They love the Crows. They love the Power. The 36ers, Adelaide United, you know, like, Adelaide people love Adelaide teams. You don't want to support the West Tigers or relocate the Bears or something, you know?
It's, well, for us to, we want to support a team.
Yes.
So we need to support a team. So we have no choice. We go to Manly.
Yeah.
But what makes it, Hunt, it's big disadvantage for us because we can't be members or it's not worth being members because we can't attend home games. And if they're not going to give us games in Adelaide, it's kind of like, well, I'm only a supporter in...
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not... Yeah, it's I can't just,
it's
be,
so annoying, isn't it? It's so annoying.
It is, definitely.
Like, they're trying to grow the game in outback New South Wales. They take games to Bathurst and Orange and Wagga and whatever, but they've already got fans there.
Yep.
Like, they can have a game, sure, but if you want to make the National Rugby League national, give Perth a game, which they have, Origin again this year. If they had a doubleheader last year in Perth, why don't we get a doubleheader this year?
Yeah. Yep.
Even like, even go out there and give them a game in Tasmania. I think Darwin, they get a game every now and then up there. I think Souths play up there. Like, make it national.
Even before you really seriously look at the US, people are going to say, well, it's a national competition, but all I'm seeing is teams from eastern states.
Yeah. Like the Warriors, like, obviously the only team in New Zealand, but they have the whole of New Zealand. They can move their games up and down, which they do. They don't just play at Mount Smart all the time. They move it to Christchurch and Dunedin and stuff.
Yeah.
Why can't, like, a random team, like, we'll say Manly, because I love them, why don't they come have a game in Adelaide? Because I know that the teams that have, like, the shitty kind of grounds with, like, so Leichhardt, Brookvale, the grounds have no capacity. If they bring a game to Adelaide, all of a sudden they're going to have a bigger crowd because there's more seats there, you know? Like, they'll make more money. So, like, when they have the Magic Round, Manly have a home game against the Broncos every year. We're a home team. So we get a slice of the pie, which is more that we'll get in Brookvale because there's only, like, 13,000 people at Brookvale. So if they have, like, the Tigers or... Who's got another team that's got Cronulla have a little ground as well? Tigers, Bulldogs all have little home grounds with not much capacity.
No.
They move that to South Australia, Adelaide. We might not get 48,000 at Origin, but we might get 30,000, you know?
Yep.
A doubleheader, something, which is more that they're going to get than at home. And then you're spreading the game to another state. People from other states will fly to Adelaide. Had the Fringe on, they'd go see the Fringe. We're going to make money. Hotels, like,
and it's just,
coffee shops, yeah.
It's in the CBD, across the bridge.
Yeah.
And...
right near the casino, too. Like, there's so much to do right near Adelaide Oval.
Absolutely.
And this, all they're going to do is just, for Landy's, just put a game on. Make sure it's not when the Adelaide Crows are playing.
That's it, exactly.
Imagine that, doubleheader, Adelaide Crows, and then after that, the Manly Seagulls versus the Bulldogs or something. So they got to take out the posts, put out the other posts. That'd be interesting, actually.
It would be.
Imagine that. A cross-code doubleheader. Man, I'm thinking some weird stuff tonight. What did I have on my coffee?
I don't know, but I think they've done that with the soccer, I'm pretty sure. Or might have even been during a rugby league game that we had here. They had to, one night it was rugby league, next day it was AFL. So
they could do a doubleheader, surely.
Yeah.
Just like, obviously, mark out both grounds because AFL ground isn't that complex. It's just got the 50-metre line halfway, the circle, and the post, Rugby league's got the 20, 40, 60, 80, all the metre lines. Put that in the middle and then AFL has the first game, or maybe the rugby league first, at like 5 o'clock.
Yep.
People come in, watch that, and then watch the Crows versus Port. And that would be sold out. That'd be massive. Would How be? Come no one sort of this?
I don't know.
What are they doing? Even like, not even just in Adelaide, in Sydney, the Swans versus Carlton, and then put on South versus the Roosters.
Yep.
At SCG. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see why they wouldn't do that.
No, exactly. There you go.
Because then you can bring fans from AFL to rugby league.
Yeah.
Philandis, are you listening? Am I just... I'm having a great day. I'm having more of that coffee. I got it from a Mexican out the back here. He was just selling out of a trash can. $2. Well, that's all we can talk about for the day. I think we've had a good podcast.
I think so.
I can't wait for 2 weeks when we're at Brew Brothers? Brew Boys.
Brew Boys.
I can't remember the name of it. I've got to remember that. Brew Boys.
Yes.
Brewery.
Yep, so that's 6 p.m. on the route.
Brew Boys Brewery.
151... Regency Road, right across the road from the Regency TAFE.
So. Yeah, nice. So we'll chuck that up on socials and
absolutely.
We'll definitely spam it everywhere and try and get as many people as we can there. And we hopefully got a new host by then.
Yes.
We're still looking for a host. If you want a host, hit us up. We'd love to hear you talking about how much you love rugby league.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
I just think you could be talking about rugby league in front of a regular live audience. So.
Yeah. Imagine how your Instagram would go off then. You get so many followers.
Oh,
You can get your Instagram up and your follows. Look forward to that.
Definitely.
All right, Darren, it's been great.
It has.
I'll see you next week and bring back the Adelaide Rams.
Absolutely.
Go the Rams. Bah! Go the Rams. Bah!
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Herod Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.